You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find out your retirement roadmap or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today, we talk about retirement roadmap planning, and some people are saying, what does that mean? Well, in our opinion, to have a successful retirement, you have to look at five areas of retirement: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Now, that sounds easy, right? But I promise you, each one is micromanaged, and there's so many different variations of each aspect of those five areas that today we're going to probably get into the most, what I would probably say is the most important, and that's income. When you retire, unfortunately, when the company starts sending you that check every week, the bill company still send you the bills. And we have to make a plan for that so we have enough to cover it for the rest of your lives. So we're going to get into all areas of income. We're going to talk about instruments that are used for income. We're going to talk about the good and bad of annuities because we get a lot of questions on that. We're going to talk about how to make sure you have enough income, how to allocate your portfolio to generate enough income when you retire to cover your bills for the rest of your life. All that and more, but I'll welcome Keith and Matt to today's show. Keith, how are you doing today?
Good. We last week during the school vacation, the end of the week, we took our kids up to New Hampshire. You know, we rented a little villa up there with two other couples.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was like 3 days, so it wasn't like this huge excursion. But my youngest son is a little bit more of a daredevil than my oldest. My oldest really doesn't really like to do anything, you know, try not to push him. But it's like, but my youngest one, hey, was in ski school, started to learn how to ski, awesome. That whole thing. So it was kind of neat to see him out there. And I think seeing him out there forced his older brother to say, oh, now I want to do that. Well, you had 3 days. It's a little late now. Right. We're heading home, bud.
Well, Matt,
you know what I mean?
As we know, Keith's like 6'5", 6'6". Mm-hmm. I think he's the only one who can ski here without even having skis. He doesn't have to buy skis.
Nope.
Takes his shoes off and goes.
Well, that's the thing. It was funny.
And his fingers are the poles.
Yeah, right. I mean, because, yeah, so but I was thinking, because, you know, so Keith's up there in New Hampshire, but I'm glad you brought up skiing, because that's kind of what I wanted to bring up, because, you know, same idea, you know, it was for the first half of February vacation, you know, went up to Sunday River up in Maine, and, you know, had the conditions were great, but I wanted to bring it up because of the whole income planning and or just retirement planning, you know. So here we are, you know, going up to Maine for, you know, 3 nights, whatever it may be, and the amount of planning that went into this. I mean, we had to find the place, and we were getting lessons, and we had the skis and the boots and the poles and the gloves and the goggles, and then we had all the bags packed, and then we, you know, when do we leave?
Sounds
and,
awesome.
Well, I mean,
I'm just kidding.
It sound terrible.
Well, no, it just I just was, you know, so I'm up there, but think of it this way, right? And if you don't do that, now you're up in some ski lift or some ski chair.
You don't have a glove.
That's exactly where
your
I'm going
hands
with
are
this.
Be numb.
Right. If you forget something, if you forget your gloves or you forget your goggles, or let's just say, because I know today's is talking about income, if you don't have your skis, you're not going anywhere.
True.
You know, so I kind of like it. I know it's kind of a silly analogy.
Actually, a good analogy, but, man.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, it's just the idea that, you know, like retirement takes so much planning. If a ski trip takes a lot of planning, imagine how much retirement takes. And I just think that if you don't have your skis, which is the most fundamental, you know, part of what we're trying to do here, it's just like income. You know, without income, without skis, you're not going anywhere.
And that's what we always talk about, the retirement roadmap process. And sometimes we, to a fault, we glance over and say, yeah, it's important to have a retirement roadmap. Okay. Well, if I'm listening, what does that even mean? And so we try to build a plan that covers all the variables. And so a lot of folks go skiing and they bring their skis and their boots. And that's an important part of skiing. You can ski with that. Just like in retirement, you can retire just with an income plan only. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to get deeper into today. But our retirement roadmap, the plans that we build for folks, looks at making sure we plan for the gloves, the hat, the lines, the ski lifts, everything that you have to plan for. And that's taking, once you have the skis and ski boots, you have to start protecting yourself for the cold weather. And
right. Oh, that's why you're wearing a helmet too, right?
If you fall, where's the helmet? Exactly, right. You have a helmet. Right. Just like in retirement planning, you can build a good income plan, you can have a good investment portfolio, but then what are the threats to that? The threats are paying too much in taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a huge healthcare bill that you're not planning for. And so even if you have the best skis, the best ski boots, in retirement you might have the best income plan and the best investment plan, but you're not looking at any threats that could affect it. Like when you ski, you could fall.
Right.
When you're retired, you might have a healthcare situation. You might have taxes go up. And if you don't plan for that, that's going to affect everything you built on the base.
Well, that's why I definitely, my hat's off to the people that are do-it-yourselfers. But I just really want to kind of speak to them for a moment, because and this is with all due respect, it's like I completely get being able to do it yourself when it comes to managing assets and picking Apple over Facebook or doing this or doing that. Like that I can understand, because obviously we enjoy it. We enjoy talking about the market and where the directions are and things like that. So I completely get when people say, I don't want to pay a fee. I'm going to manage my own assets. Why would I ever pay a fee? And it's like, no. I think what those people are missing is all these other elements that we're correct. Talking about. Like, okay, how do we develop a good distribution plan, and how do we generate the income? How are we doing tax planning? What about healthcare? What about estate planning and the probate laws? And I mean, you might be the best, investment manager, do-it-yourselfer. You learn, you're on Motley Fool. And you listen to Jim Cramer and you're the smartest guy in the whole room, that's great, buddy. But yeah, I'm not sure if you realize how much more there is to retirement planning than just investment planning.
Yeah, there's a lot of folks that come in and say they're do-it-yourselfers and they end up working with us because they realize, like I had a client that was like, Derek, when I joined you, I was like, oh, I'm just going to do a portion of our portfolio to start. And then after a year or two, he's like, I don't want to take time when I'm on vacation with my wife in Antigua being like, what's the market doing? Am I going to rebalance properly? And then keep up to date with all the tax trends and what the planning is there. So that he's like, I'd rather, pay a little bit and still make sure I have enough money to retire, but also have this taken care of for me. So most folks want to have a plan where they don't have to focus on all these areas. They come in, we tell them if they're on track or if they're behind or what needs to be done. That's a lot of folks don't want to do that on their own. And so today's show, we're going to really get into, to me, the most important part of our five areas. Now, they're all important, so I shouldn't say the most important, but income planning is really the key factor to when you can retire. So remember last week's show, Keith, we were talking about some couples who came in and and it's a question we get so much is, when can I retire? Mm-hmm. Or do I have enough to retire? And if so, how do you position your assets to be able to retire? And so as you're listening, we're going to get into this in a lot more detail throughout today's show. But I want you to think about where you're at in your life, whether you're 15 years from retiring, whether you're 5 years from retiring, or whether you're retiring tomorrow. I think you can get a lot of good information of this show that you can use in your own life. Because again, I want you to think of this too. As we go through today's show, think about where you are now. And once we cover the next few segments, picture a time and a day where you came into our office, you began to, orchestrate a plan or have a plan orchestrated for you that looks at all areas of retirement, but starts with income. When I retire, where's my income gonna come from? What assets should I draw from first? When should I take Social Security? If I get a pension, should I take a lump sum or should I take an income stream? What if myself or my spouse passes away prematurely? What does that look like? That's just an initial thing that we look at under income planning, and we wanna make sure that you're covered. So take some time, come sit down with us, take some time out of the day. The number to do so is 800-227-7777. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. On your end, just take the initiative, pick up the phone. We have people standing by right now. Call 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, one of the areas we hear a lot of folks talking about on the radio airwaves and in workshops across the state is annuities. We want to get into the good and the bad of annuities and go through the different kinds that are available and share our thoughts on them after the break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So if you've heard our show in the past, you've heard us talk about the importance of working with a fiduciary-based firm. I'm not going to get too detailed there, but I want to share, it's hard to decipher when you're listening to all these radio shows, going to all these different workshops, what financial advisor does what? What does an actual financial advisor do? And so on one end of the spectrum, you have some good fiduciary-based advisors who are more, that's all they do is stock market. So everything's in the stock market. Nothing should be in annuities. It should be all stock market, which is good for some of your money, but a lot of folks don't want to take the full risk of the stock market. On the other end of the spectrum, you have a lot of annuity and insurance salespeople. Not that there's anything wrong with annuities or insurance, but if that's all that they can do, that's all they're going to offer. So most times you're going to be recommended maybe putting X amount into an annuity, and that might be a big, like 95% of your portfolio, which that can't be the right thing for all situations either. At SHP Financial, we believe there's a certain amount of tools available in the toolbox, and we represent almost all of them. We use almost all of them, and we use the right tool for the right situation. And we get a lot of questions on annuities. And so first off, make sure if you're buying an annuity, please work with a company that's fiduciary-based that can handle more than just annuities, that can handle both the market and the annuity side of the equation. Even when you enter the annuity landscape, there are, in my opinion, there's some good and some bad. And so I think Keith and Matt, if you guys can go back and forth for just a couple minutes and really just give us some general ideas. There's four major types of annuities. And if Keith, you want to start and maybe give a quick explanation.
Yeah, I mean, typically, yeah, like you said, there's four types of annuities, basically. And then there's different spin-offs of each of these. But the four basic types, the first one is what's called an immediate annuity. And I always equate an immediate annuity as almost like a pension. You know what I mean? You're giving an insurance company a lump sum of money, and they're agreeing to pay you back a certain, you know, monthly amount for a specified period of time. It's pretty basic, right? Matter of fact, believe it or not, some of the pensions that, you know, these companies put out there are supported and pushed through, or you're getting your check from an insurance company, which means it's usually an annuity. So there are folks out there that don't know a lot about annuities, but they might actually have an annuity. It's just in the form of a pension. But that's really what an immediate annuity is. It's almost like structuring your own private pension.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's fixed annuities. Well, a fixed annuity is basically a specified interest rate for a specified period of time. I equate it similarly to a CD, granted not FDIC insured, not, you know, issued by a bank or anything like that, but it's just, it makes it easy for someone to understand. You're getting a certain rate of return for a specified period of time, just like a CD. So if you have a 5-year annuity, you know, you might get 4% for 5 years. Pretty simple to understand, right? So you have your immediate annuities, you have your fixed annuities, then you have what are called variable annuities.
Keith, can I pause for 1 second?
Sure.
So I know you, and this is something, so some people say, I don't like annuities, I don't want to use annuities. And I know you,
that's
you,
fine.
You used one last week or a couple weeks ago with a client that was a simple 5 years,
4%
return. So yeah. Mm-hmm. That client just wanted some of their money with no downside risk,
right,
from the market. They wanted a fixed rate of return. So they put their money there. Let's say it was $500,000. They get 4%, $20,000 a year for 5 years.
That's it.
And at the end of 5 years, they can walk away. In the meantime, the downside with that is during that 5-year period, they were limited to 10% per
correct,
year.
Correct.
So they can only, that's the downside. If you take more than 10%, you have a penalty. But for those of you listening who are going to be retiring soon, people might say, hey, I wouldn't mind having 4% for 5 years on a portion of my investment. Now, they still have the market as well.
Right.
We handle the whole picture.
Correct. He just wanted to, with that section or that portion of his money, he just wanted to be able to sleep at night. He wanted a fixed guaranteed return. Exactly.
I'm going
to
pause. My dad has bought on the 10th year of mm-hmm. a 10-year fixed annuity where you get 6% flat.
Oh, man.
Now, those aren't available right now. But
that'd be nice.
Think about that. That's
have a line out the door.
Yeah, we have a line out the door, exactly. But go ahead, sorry.
Anyways, the next type of annuity that we can get into is what's called a variable annuity. And here's where you're basically putting your money in the market, you know, in an annuity, what's called chassis, or you're investing in an annuity that mirrors the market. And you, or you and your advisor, create the allocation that is suitable or for you with different what are called sub-accounts in the variable annuity, or basically a sub-accounts are a fancy word for mutual funds. You're riding the ebbs and flows of the market based upon the allocation. And, you know, the real drawdown, I would say, of a variable annuity, in my opinion, and you guys can chime in if you feel like it, is they're usually heavy in cost.
Yeah.
So if we analyze a variable annuity, which we do quite often for folks that maybe have, you know, had us come in for a visit and want us to analyze their assets, when we start talking about fees or what we call hidden costs or hidden fees, where there seems to be a significant amount is in mutual funds or in these sub accounts in variable annuities.
Well,
so
they're really the ones, sorry to interrupt, Keith. I
sure.
mean, you know, variable annuities, in my opinion, are really what give all annuities a bad name.
I would agree.
You know, because personally do not really like variable annuities that much at all. And I feel that I can, you know, anytime people talk about annuities, they start to tell me all the negatives. And I say, wait a second, those are all related to the variable annuities with the very, very high costs and the surrender charges. Now, all annuities have surrender charges, but when you add these, you know, sub-account costs plus surrender charges plus rider
fees. We'll kick you in while you're in there, and then we'll kick you on the way out, right? That's the way I put it.
Pretty much.
You know, it's to me, if you're going to be in the market, there's a more efficient way to be in the market than in a variable annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some tax benefits, I get that, but there are more ways, you know, there are many different ways to skin a cat. And to me, like Matt was just saying, variable annuity is not the best way to go. And again, this is opinion. And then the final type of annuity is what is called a hybrid annuity or an indexed annuity, where you have a floor, meaning your floor is zero and you can't lose money, but you're also tying your returns to an index. So you do have some upside, unlike, and I'm not trying to confuse you, and unlike the fixed annuity where you're just getting that specified rate of return every year, an indexed annuity is based on an index. So whatever index that you choose to tie your money to or what is offered in the contract, that's what your return is going to be based on going forward.
Well, and I think too, I mean, it shows, honestly, Keith, in that, you know, whatever 8-9 minutes or however long we've been talking about it, you know, really what I want to share with the listeners is just how complicated it really
exactly.
is. I mean, there's so much there. fair. And just to say, no, all annuities are bad. Like, whoa, no. Let's sort of parse that a little bit down. I mean, certain ones have certain issues and certain ones are better than others. But you really can't broad brush it because there are so many different types.
I would say normally, Matt, if we're going to use one in our portfolio, it's really two things. One, it could be a combination. The main thing is downside market protection. So basically the worst case scenario, if the market's down, you get zero, but if the market's up 20%, you might only get 9 or 10%. You're not going to get the full upside. Another scenario is there's some that give you an income stream with inflation that even if you go through all your money, it continues as long as you're alive and your spouse is alive, which is another important aspect. And yeah, whatever's left goes to your kids or your family, but if you go through all your money, it continues on. So there's so many different types. It's very confusing. But when we're talking income today, it is a strategy that can be used in a portfolio. If someone wants to draw income from something more aggressive, we can use dividend stocks, real estate investment trusts, things like that. If you want to have a certain amount of income that's covered contractually for the rest of your life with inflation, there are maybe three or four annuities that we like out of maybe 1,000 available. But you have to be very careful. Don't just take this show and say, all right, I'm going to buy an annuity now because they said some are okay. It's like saying, yeah, I want to buy are all houses good? Well, it depends on what house you're looking for and what the goal of the house is, how many are you living there, and all that information. So whether you have an annuity right now or if you've heard about them in the past and you really want to get the ins and outs to see if it fits in your portfolio, give us a call if you're curious. We're happy to help. We're happy to sit down and walk you through whether in your situation it may or may not be a good investment. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to our website, book a consultation with us online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to share some client stories about folks that are looking, that had looked to build an income plan and some things that turned out successfully for their retirement. And we're going to share a story of someone that planned too late when it was too late back about 10 years ago. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're describing a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. We like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. And while we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this show is all about income planning and cash flow planning and basically having enough to retire and have it last the rest of your life. And we're talking about different ways to make sure that plan is built out for you so that you can have this set up for your own lives so you can move on and do the things that you want to do and focus on the things that you dreamed of in retirement. And you can't do that without a plan. Before we do, we also offer some evenings where we get together for complimentary workshops and dinner. And we have a couple coming up. And we want to give you the choice depending on where you are. We did some previously up in the North Shore. And the next couple we have are in the South Shore as well as Cape Cod. So if you want to, basically we're going to do a workshop. It's like almost like a Q&A on what you're concerned about in retirement. Things like building an income plan. Things like how to reduce taxes. The strategies with the recent tax reform that we can take advantage of. And there's so much more. So if you want to come to our workshop, we have two available. One is at Alden Park in Plymouth, and you can choose from Tuesday, February 26th or Thursday, February 28th at 6 p.m. And then also we have a series at Amari, which is in Sandwich, Mass. And you can choose from March 12th, which is a Tuesday, or March 14th, which is a Thursday. All of the events are at 6 p.m. Please choose one, but call ahead of time so that you can reserve your seat, or you can go to our website to reserve a spot there. And that's SHP Workshops, plural. Again, shpworkshops.com. So reserve your spot. We look forward to catching up with you there. So as it relates to income, we're going to share a couple different stories. One is more of a success and one is more of a failure where someone failed to plan properly going back 10 years. So we started this company in 2003, and we're all in our early 40s, and I'll be 40 in October. I'm just going to throw it out. These guys are well into their 40s. Yeah. But we have the advantage of we're fairly young, but we started the company in 2003. This is our 16th year of being in business together. And that means we've seen a lot. We've gone through good times and bad times with the market. And so I'll share a story recently of a client that came in about a year ago, and that just resonates with me, and it's Larry and Jody. And Larry and Jody came in, and I remember, I won't make it too long of a story, but their major concern, they were lucky enough, they saved up $1.5 million. They had been working with an advisor for many years, and their advisor had told them, yeah, you should have enough. But they never, every time they were going to meet with him, it was like there was no plan on he keeps telling us we're going to have enough, but how do we know that we're going to have enough? Jody and Larry were like talking to each other in front of me like, yeah, you know, we're retiring. Why is it that we're retiring very soon and there's no plan? It's just, yeah, you should have enough. And so we dug in their situation, and they needed about $75,000 a year off of their portfolio on top of Social Security to cover their bills. And they had saved about 1.5, 1.7, somewhere in that million. The crazy part about it is, when we looked at their scenario, if we had left things alone, keep in mind, folks, while I still think there's some positive movement in the markets, potentially, we are getting towards the tail end of one of the biggest bull markets we've ever experienced. So you have to have some sort of safety net in place, some sort of cushion if the bottom falls out of the market. And when I looked at their scenario, Jody was not happy when I revealed this, but on the second meeting when I sat down with him, I said, based on how you're positioned right now, you have one, it was like 1.6, 1.7, somewhere in that range. If we had a market drop, you would lose about $700,000 if we had another 2008. And I just remember clearly that Jody looked at Larry. She's like, what are we doing? We could lose $700,000. And they both, I didn't have to tell them, they both knew that if that happened, the retirement that they thought they were going to have was over. Like, it just, there's no way. They wanted to work another year or two. That you can't make up half of your losses in one or 2 years.
Well, and think of it this way too. I mean, how often do you guys get this where clients will come in, you know, whether it's again here in Plymouth or Woburn, and they'll just say, you know, Matt, I don't want to have to go back to work.
Correct.
You know, it just, I don't want to retire and then have to, you know, go back to the boss hat in hand.
Correct.
And say, you know, I mean, because think about it this way, there is such, you know, and it's kind of, you know, a little bit of a political thing right now, but like, you know, there's just the idea of like dignity in work. I mean, imagine, you know, you work, you have a great career, you go off kind of on top, you know, you ride off into the sunset because you've worked so hard and you've saved and you've done all the right things, but then, you know, you don't get around to positioning or repositioning or rebalancing your portfolio. You know, you don't take advantage of all the different tools that are at your disposal to generate income. And something happens, and now you have to go back to the want ads or whatever it is.
Jody said to Larry. She goes, yeah. She's like, Larry, this is something I don't want to be on a beach on vacation in Florida with sitting with an umbrella drink in our hands and then saying, this is awesome, but I'm more, but the recent market hit, I'm going to have to go back to work when we get back north.
Like,
I don't,
right.
we want to retire. She's like, I don't want to have that happen. She goes, she's almost mad at him. Like, not that it's Larry's fault. She's like, Larry, why are we, we can take a $700,000 hit this close to retirement if we have another, what, how is that happening? I thought you said the advisor said we could retire and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And the advisor was right if he retired, if they retired and there wasn't a market hit. But the problem was, and this is what a lot of folks need to be, I know I'm getting all amped up here, but this is what I see. And like, so many folks right now are listening are one big market drop away from not being able to retire and having to go back to work. Mm-hmm. And we're going to share a story because we've seen that happen in our career. For them, once we built a plan, their upside is not as high as it was.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell my clients, I'd much rather you be mad at me because the market's up 30% and you're only up 17%
mm-hmm.
than to be mad at me because the market's down 30% and so are you. And so too many folks listening right now are taking on way too much risk for where we are in the market. And trust me, we use the market for a good chunk of our clients' assets,
mm-hmm.
but there has to be balance. So come, please take advantage of a review. Go to shpfinancial.com. There's resources there, or call 800-227-7777 and come sit down so we can fix this. How much better? And that's what Jody said to Larry. She's like, picture a day now when we're in Florida,
mm-hmm.
we have this plan built out and we don't have to worry about going back to work. And that was it. And so I don't want, and it's not always, you know, rainbows and unicorns. Is that the right word?
Yeah, it works.
Sometimes is folks that we've seen that have come in and not planned properly. And Keith, I'm going to go back into the time machine.
Sure.
We have about 4 minutes here. So back to 2007. So 12 years ago. And I remember we were working in the same building we're in now in Plymouth,
mm-hmm.
and you had a couple come in. We'll leave the names out of it, but basically just share if you can what that situation was.
Yeah, they had done a great job saving. It was about $1.5 million they had saved, and he was a contractor, and she just was more or less raised the kids, you know what I mean, which is much harder work than being a contractor, you know.
I do not envy
my wife's situation.
Agreed.
But you know, he had done a really good job putting money away, saving money, and he was at the point where his body was starting to break down, actually his knees and his hips, and he just couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, he just couldn't do it anymore. And he came in, he was working with another advisor, and came in to visit with us, and I said to him, I said, look, you know, I think one of the biggest flaws right now you have in your current situation is if the market cycles or if we have a big pullback, you know, your retirement's in jeopardy.
Just
bottom
like,
line
just like
your
Larry
retirement's
and Jody.
In jeopardy, and that's, you know, and here's the numbers to kind of back that up. And I showed them, you know, here's what happens if. I know it's always what happens if, and then people think that if's never going to happen, but it happens, folks. You know what I mean? It does. And unfortunately, this person went back to their advisor, and their advisor said, you know, you're in good shape. Don't worry about what Keith said, and stay the course.
Of course, he doesn't want to lose
the business. Exactly, and stay the course. And unfortunately, we all know what happened in the end of 2008 into 2009, in the teeth, right when he gave his notice, or you know, he basically said, "Look, I'm done." Literally a month earlier than that, and retires. That first month was great. And then all of a sudden, you know, deer in headlights, for lack of a better way to put it.
1.5 went to what, like 900 or something?
960.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
And so what that whole, and I know you took him on as a client and still work with him, but he had to continue working.
He did. He worked for another 5 years and waited for the market to recover. You know, and unfortunately, you know, his retirement isn't what he thought it was going to be, because over that next 5 years, his body really left him. And what I mean by that is he really can't walk, you know, he uses a walker now and basically moves, you know, to and from the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, the pina colada drink in Aruba that most people envision retirement to be. So this is why planning is important. You know, this is why knowing where you are is important. This is why putting a flag in the ground and saying, okay, here I am today. Here's where I want to be a year, 2 years, 5 years from now. How do I get there?
The only difference, Keith, between Larry and Jody, who came in the last year and took the volatility as high as it was, reduced it significantly, and now they know they're fine. And the difference between that and your client is they took action.
Exactly.
They took time and built the proper plan to achieve their goals. Did they give up a little upside? Yeah. But they're okay missing this huge gain.
Absolutely.
As long as they're protecting their downside.
I'm sure this guy would have said the same thing.
Correct. And there's so, but the problem is, Keith, there's so many of our friends and folks listening right now to this very show that are in the same position as your client was 10 years ago. And we're not saying the market's going to drop tomorrow, but we know we're at towards the tail end of what it feels like of a long bull market. And don't put yourself in a position where a market drop could cost you your retirement. I don't know how to stress it anymore. We've seen it time right now. You might be in a position where the market's okay and your balances are at a point where you can retire. If you say, yeah, I'll get to this at some point and you wait, delaying could be devastating to the long-term ramifications of your plan. And what you thought or what could have been might not be able to come true. So take action right now. Don't waste any time. Make sure you have a plan in place to address this exact scenario of when can I retire? Do I have enough? If you were to come in and I told you you had enough right now to retire, but you had to give up a little bit of upside to make that happen, what would you say? If you said, yes, I'd love to do that, I'm okay giving up some upside, knowing that I have enough to retire for the rest of my life, you're someone that should really call right now, come in to sit down with us for a complimentary review. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. On your end, folks, just take the initiative. While the market is where it is, take some time, come in, sit down with us, and we'll get you started on your own personal retirement roadmap. The number is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or visit us online and book a consultation online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, our market report. Another area of retirement is fixed income, the bond market. We're going to get into where we're headed in 2019 and what our thoughts are on interest rates for 2019. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So last week during our market report, we talked about equity markets and where we thought stocks were headed in 2019 and some of the things that we saw that were positive and negative as we go through or the early stages of 2019. In this week's market report, Matt, I want to go to the other end of the spectrum, which is fixed income, the bond market, interest rates, and get our thoughts there. So as we're in 2019, what are your thoughts on the fixed income market?
All right, Derek. Yep. So last week we talked about the equity markets and sort of, you know, the muted expectations that a lot of analysts have for 2019. Now let's talk about interest rates, you know, the effect of fixed income and bonds and what their outlook is, because obviously that's another, you know, big portion of majority people's portfolios. You know, if you are really pretty much probably 30 or above, you will probably have fixed income, you know, bonds in your portfolio, whether you're a moderate investor with 80% stock and 20% bonds, or whether you're highly conservative and you have nothing but bonds and you're, you know, 80 years old. You know, how the bond markets and where they go is a huge concern, specifically because, you know, interest rates themselves have been coming down, you know, for the past 30 to 35 years, you know, ever since mm-hmm. Carter year, interest rates, you know, it's been sort of a very great bull market for fixed income and for bonds with the direction of interest rates. But now the opposite's happening over the past couple years. And so people are wondering, you know, is it just going to reverse back to that time, or are we going to stay stable, or what's going to happen? So, yeah, so let's talk about fixed income and interest rates. And everything starts with the Fed. I mean, everything starts with Chairman Powell and, you know, how much they're going to be raising interest rates. And just to remind everybody, you know, we are still in extraordinary times. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, during the 2008 financial crisis, the Federal Reserve took extraordinary actions to save and prevent what became the Great Recession to becoming the Great Depression or a repeat of the Great Depression.
Exactly.
So they did things like quantitative easing, you know, which was, you know, buying all of these, you know, 30-year mortgage rates and things like that. They flooded the market with money, and then they cut interest rates. And so now we're unwinding. You know, now the opposite's happening where they are raising interest rates and unwinding their balance sheet, which in fact should be raising interest rates back up so that, you know, so that the economy doesn't get, you know, inflation doesn't get out of control and things like that. So all the concerns are, it's not just the effect of bonds, and obviously because if interest rates go up, bond values go down, but also obviously the equity markets did really well, you know, with these actions. And so, you know, what's going to happen to both? But let's focus on interest rates and in the bonds themselves. But I just couldn't stress enough the importance of the Federal Reserve and Chairman Powell and all of this. But so they originally talked about, you know, 2018, they hit all four of their interest rate hikes and raises. I mean, you know, a lot of it actually set off some of the volatility in December because, you know, things were kind of tottering a little bit. And a lot of people felt that, oh, my goodness, don't raise that last rate in December, even though you said you were going to do it all year. You know, take a pause right there because, you know, things are a little bit volatile right now. And
let the economy get under, you know, its feet underneath it to see if it can support that, right?
Correct, exactly.
That was kind of the argument.
Right. Now I hope, you know, that, I mean, my educated guess is that, you know, I like to think that there's a whole bunch of brilliant people that are on these boards that are just saying, look, our economy can take it, you mm-hmm. know? And so I take that as a very positive thing that they're continuing to raise interest rates and, you know, means that they're just going to have more ammunition for when the next recession does come. You know, even though I said next week that most likely, you know, recessions is still probably 18 months in the future, the idea of having higher interest rates from the Fed means that they'll be able to fight the next recession that much better by cutting interest rates. Well, you know, so that happened in December. And then, but they've also started to kind of just say, okay, we're probably going to take a pause now going into 2019, because they originally talked about four rate hikes in 19. Well, that got moved down to two. And now they're even talking about taking a further pause, you know, because of all the volatility that happened in December. And, you know, Keith, as you were saying, they want to make sure that they have, you know, the economy can support the new interest rate.
Taking a wait and see approach.
Right. Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's amazing what everyone needs to realize is just how many different things get affected by the interest rates. I mean, most people know it because they see their bond values move up and down, but CDs, credit card, I mean, so much gets affected by interest rates.
Housing. I mean, think about housing. You know, if you were going to buy a house and you had, say, 4%, and that's kind of the target interest rate that you were looking at, then all of a sudden rates go up two times before you find the house that you want. Well, guess what? Maybe you can't afford that house, or it could drive down the value of houses to make it more to open that house up to more buyers. So that, and then you take that next step, which, okay, if you are tight on your mortgage or you've got into this house, maybe you don't have as much money to pay the trades to fix up your house. So it's a huge effect, rising interest rates.
Well, and that's why we think that, you know, at least most analysts think that going into 2019, that they'll probably pause, which for all of us bondholders out there, it's actually a positive thing.
Absolutely.
And we've actually seen interest rates come down. It was the 10-year T-note hit about 3.2% back in September of last year, and that's continually to come down now, and I think the 10-year T-note's about 2.6, 2.7.
Still up over 17, but, right. You know, it's not nearly 3.2, which was, that got a little crazy.
That got a little high, and so it's very positive the fact that if the Federal Reserve does in fact pause everything, then 2019 could be a positive year when you look at total return, so a little bit of capital appreciation, maybe 1 or 2% on the bond values themselves at about 3%. In interest or yield, you're looking at a pretty positive or at least a nice stable year for bonds.
Great stuff as always. And if you're listening and you want to start getting this information in real time or on a week-to-week basis, we send a weekly market report to so many folks, clients, folks listening right now. And we try to keep everyone up to date on what's happening in the market and what our thoughts are on different areas of the market moving forward. If you want to get this timely information on a regular basis, it's emailed to you every Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday morning. Either, I forget exactly which one, but it's emailed to you every Tuesday. Go to shpfinancial.com. And then once you're there, go to newsletter sign up. Again, shpfinancial.com and then newsletter sign up. And so on this show, we talked so much about all these different areas of income planning. We talked about, you know, different types of annuities, the good and bad of annuities. We talked about different stories of folks that did proper planning and ended up doing well in retirement. And we shared folks that didn't necessarily take the advice that we gave them 12 years ago and how that impacted them negatively in their retirement. So we're going to continue talking about all these different areas, but we want to, next, when we come back from the break, we're going to recap, in case you missed the show or you missed parts of the show, we're going to recap the top three takeaways from everything we talked about on today's show right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So this show is all about income and the different aspects of driving income so that you have enough to retire on. If you missed a show, if you listen to podcasts, you can go to your podcast channel, type in SHP Financial, and you can subscribe to our podcast. And you can listen to this show if you missed the previous, 45 minutes or so. And you can listen to all our past shows as well. And all the topics and show topics are there as well if you're interested in certain areas. So with that being said, with this show being based on income and all the options around income planning and retirement and the importance of that, we wanted to leave you with our top three takeaways between the three of us. So, Keith, what's your takeaway?
Yeah, as we discussed earlier in the show, one of the big questions we get, seems to be a buzzword more or less now, is on annuities. So earlier in the show, we dissected the four types of annuities. But it's basically, annuities, the way you need to view an annuity is as a tool, right? There are many tools to accomplish a job. Is it right for you? We don't know. Is it wrong for you? We don't know either. It's part of a plan, right? So many folks that come in actually already own annuities, believe it or not. They just, one, maybe they bought it 5, 6, 7 years ago and they don't know how it works, or they forget why they bought it, or they don't even have an idea of how it fits into their plan. So whether you own annuity, whether you're thinking of, purchasing an annuity or investing in an annuity, like Derek said earlier, work with a company that's fiduciary based. And if you have questions, feel free to come visit us. We'd be happy to do an analysis on an existing annuity that you have to give you an idea of what it is, how it works. Or if, like I said, if you are thinking about investing in one, making sure that you're going down the right path.
Yeah, before you pull that trigger, come and sit down with us. We can kind of show you the good and bad and analyze if it's right for you. For coming from a fiduciary-based firm who deals with all areas of the market, not just insurance. Matt, what was your big takeaway?
Well, and that's the thing, too. I mean, we shared two stories about how, about people that are that take on too much risk, just as they're about to enter retirement. And we also talked about how, one of the biggest concerns that people have is, retiring then having to come out of retirement because they misjudged their risk or they realized they didn't have enough to retire. Tire on, and Keith shared a story of somebody that got caught in the storm of 08 and basically his entire retirement suffered. And it's like, look, everyone's situation is different, and no one's going to turn out exactly the same. But the idea of building conservative income, or a risk hedge, or just making sure that you don't have everything at risk, whether it's at risk of the equity markets or the bond markets or whatever that is. I mean, having something that's reliable that you can sort of set your watch to is just such an important thing, because whether it's the volatility that happened in December or whether it's the future volatility, when you know where your next paycheck is coming from, that you have assets set up to pay you that next paycheck, there is such peace of mind with that I just want to make sure that people have their plan in place, because or decisions get made for you, and you don't want to be in that situation either.
One of the questions I ask my clients, Matt, is if you, like right now, I always ask them, would you agree with this statement? It's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need. It's insane to risk what you have in order to obtain what you don't need, meaning if you're about to retire or you're retired and you're very aggressive in the market, you're trying to obtain more wealth for the risk of your entire retirement. And we shared two stories. Keith shared a story about, both stories, by the way, were almost the same.
Mm-hmm.
Both had between 1.5 to 1.7 million. Both were kind of towards the, it looks what seems like the end of a bull market right now in 2019 compared to 2007 when the market was at a pretty good all-time high at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And both couples were looking to retire. Both couples we told to reduce your volatility, make sure you have enough income coming in and you'll be fine. The couple in 2019 that we work with, or it was the end of 2018, they listened to our advice. And now even if the market drops, they're going to be okay, because they took away some of the upside of their portfolio, but eliminated a ton of the downside. Keith's client 12 years ago didn't do that, didn't take our advice, stayed with their advisor, and literally lost $600,000 in the matter, or $500,000 in the matter of months. So where are you folks? So are you okay giving up some upside to know that you have more downside protection and that you have enough income when you retire to last as long as you do? So many of you listening are at that point where you've saved up enough. You just have to be smart with how your money's allocated. But this isn't something that you do every day. So whether you're 5 years from retirement, 10 years from retirement, or currently retired, you could seriously benefit from a retirement roadmap review. We will start initially by building out a stream of income to last as long as you do based on your situation. Come give us a call, or give us a call. Come meet with us. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. On your end, folks, just take a deep breath. Take some time. I probably need to take a deep breath. I'm sorry. I'm all amped up on this show, from this show, and all fired up about making, because this is so important. I've seen it. We've seen it be successful, and we've seen folks not take the advice and seen it fail. We've started this business in 2003, so we've seen a lot. So give us a call, 800-227-7777. Say you want to come in for a review at one of our offices to start building an income plan. 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. Thank you as always for your support over the years, and we look forward to talking to you again next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.